Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. The media here is still talking about Nicola Sturgeon, the ex-Scottish First Minister, and what's been happening with her husband, Pete Morrell. Now, there has been a further update which I want to talk about today, and that's the item reported by the Mail on Sunday that Nicola Sturgeon is now moving or has moved to England to seek a career in the literary world as she promotes her memoir there. Now, there's a few things that I need to say about that. The first thing is, it's very strange. Nicola Sturgeon has been a leader and promoter of Scottish independence. She's given her whole heart and soul to this idea that Scotland should be independent. She's often criticised the English government. She's not spoken very nicely about the central government and the decisions they've made. So why does she suddenly decide to leave Scotland and go to live there? And she's rented a fairly substantial property in the south. So it's not just like she's crossed the border. She's actually gone all the way. Now, I have to say that moving to England in the old days was, you know, the done thing during the Thatcher years. Many families ended up in the south, including my own. And it's not a bad thing to do. And here in the UK, you can freely travel between the four countries that exist in the Union. There's no difficulties for the purposes of living in the UK. The UK is one country. But I'm a bit worried, though, that perhaps all this stuff about Scottish independence and how Scotland should be free, as she just kind of like walks away to England, all that stuff, maybe she's not been as principled as we thought she was. You know, when you have someone who's very passionate about an idea or a belief, usually it stays with them. They don't usually walk away into the, what she would probably call the enemy's hands and support them. Scotland has a higher income tax than England, something that she herself placed on the Scottish people. So it seems really weird that she would now want to go and live in England. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Having said that, I mean, she's very shamed now. She's been kind of under the spotlight because of her husband. I suppose to get away from here is a very wise choice. And to be honest with you, I probably would do the same, or I would go farther afield. She is having to sell her property now, I think, to pay for her husband's debts. That's the money that he stole from the Scottish National Party. Let's just look a little bit more about Nicola Sturgeon, just so you have a full background. So basically, she was the First Minister of Scotland, probably the longest serving one. That's taken us through quite a few years arguing that Scotland should be independent. She's been pushing long and hard against English prime ministers that Scotland should be independent, desperately trying to rearrange, of course, the second independence referendum, giving very passionate speeches about how she believes in Scotland. She went to university in Scotland. She grew up not far away from where I am now. She's a very well-known local figure, national figure, and of course, international figure as well, very well-respected. her political career slowly declined around the time the questions were being asked about the finances of the party she was governing. And recently, her husband has admitted that he was guilty to stealing £400,000, something she says she knows nothing about, despite motorhomes, Jaguars, that's the car, and other things like hair dryers. Peter Morrell has no hair, so I'm assuming they were definitely for her. But she was on the BBC a few days ago saying she knew nothing about it, except her husband and her were both on high salaries. They have no kids, so she wouldn't know anything. Anyway, I don't know exactly how she could have overlooked it, but it's possible, I suppose. But now she's gone to England, and there's a big question mark there for someone who fights so hard to see Scotland as an independent country, to build up Scotland, that you would just turn and walk away, regardless of your circumstances. I don't blame her for going. I mean, anyone can go to England, and in fact, I'm not a politician, but I would really love for all politicians here, and people in general, to spend time away from the country, just to get a wider view of life outside. And I would say that to anyone, even English people. I would argue that a good thing for our kids would be to be sent abroad for a few years to learn and then come back. It's just that it opens your mind. And I say that because, well, as many of you know, I've been living around the world teaching English these last years. So it's changed me in a way that nothing else could. And when I see politicians here who've grown up here, haven't ever left, it's good in some ways because they're very connected to the area. They know what people need and they're aware of local issues. That's wonderful because I'm not. But on the other hand, their minds are too closed to really understand any kind of bigger picture. So to be successful in politics, I would say almost certainly go and live somewhere else for a while and then come back. Even our royals in London send their kids to Scotland to university, and then they take up the roles. I mean, these days, at least before Brexit anyway, it was really possible to get people a wider experience. So from that point of view, yeah, I'm really happy that she's gone because it will hopefully teach her more about life. When you grow up in a place where there's not so many people and you're just meeting people who are like you, you're not really challenged. In the South, though, it's more diverse. In London, you meet people from all backgrounds. You meet people from all shapes and sizes. Maybe she has been able to do that in her political career, but either way, it would be good for her. My question is still there, though, and that is, can you just turn your back and walk away if you were such a principled person? I mean, she could have reinvented herself. I admit that she's already told us that politics in Scotland at least is toxic, and she probably knows now that the media world is also toxic. So I don't blame her at all for wanting to leave that. But England, the very thing that she spent her career criticizing, she's now supporting through her taxes. It does raise a kind of a big question, doesn't it? So she's chosen not to support the Scottish taxation system anymore by moving to England. Something we're all free to do, but it doesn't really assure me that she ever cared about Scotland. I mean, if I'm really, really passionate about something, I don't just at the last minute walk away from that. She's writing a memoir, so wouldn't here be the place to do that? I don't know. It's very strange. I mean, her mother was also a local councillor. I think she was in charge of one of the local areas near here as well. There's a lot of kind of questions there. You know, I don't know if she's guilty or innocent. It's just my opinion or whatever. But this is all she's known. So good for her in the sense that it will probably open her mind and get away from this small-minded toxicity, which sometimes you find in smaller countries, as I say, even though they know exactly what's happening in the country and to help the local people, they're not really aware of how the bigger picture is. So that's wonderful. But she's not doing it for that. She's quit politics. She's walked away. That dream of a Scottish independence that she would fight to until death is gone. So what happens now? That's just forgotten about, and the dream is still there with the party, but not with her. Yeah, it doesn't fill me with hope. In fact, it makes me think, ooh, what's just happened here? That someone who really claims to be serving the people goes to live in England. I don't know. That's maybe it's just a personal progression. But you must admit, after her journey within Scottish politics, it would seem a bit odd. But it's a place to be if you've got a bit of cash. London can offer a lot more from a social point of view, from living your life. I mean, she's not getting any younger. I think she's around my age. So, yeah, that's great. I would do it. I would go back and live in England tomorrow, except Scotland's cheaper. But then I'm not going around with a placard saying Scotland should be independent. So that gives me the right to live wherever I want, but it seems a bit two-faced. You know, Scotland should be independent. Scotland should be independent. So I'll go and live in London then. Bye. Yeah, it seems a bit odd, but well, we'll see what happens. One thing is for sure, the media isn't going to let this go away, and there probably is going to be some political inquiry into Peter Morrell. And probably Nicola Sturgeon as well. So if she thinks she's escaping, probably from local people she is, because I think there's probably an anger still brewing there. But I don't think she's going to be able to escape the political backlash. There's still going to be a lot of questions asked about her career, about where she's going, where she's been, how much she knew. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. And of course, there's also the cynical side of me. I mean, she's publishing her memoir. Remember, more people live in London than the entire population of Scotland, which means she can make more money there. And it could be argued that she's bled the Scottish taxpayer dry, meaning that she's taken everything she possibly could from the Scottish government, such as a high salary. Her husband stole £400,000. Okay, but we're only talking about Nicola. She's taken a lot from the Scottish people and their taxes, and run off south with it in some kind of Dick Turpin style robbery. It seems very strange. But, I mean, I don't know. It's good for her. It's good for her growth. But, yeah, it just seems strange. And about the Scottish independence movement, well, that's still ongoing, of course. Maybe it's going to reform, start again, without her. That's very clear that it is, but I don't know, just something doesn't feel right when I heard the news that she was moving. Well, that's it from me. That's all I wanted to say today. A little bit sad with that news, but that's what it is. So anyway, nice to be with you all again. By the way, this is National Leave Work Early Day. So if you're bored, well, leave work early and go and do something you would like to do. See you all again soon. Bye. I'll burn up my-
my heart to learning, open up my heart to love. Help me to know myself and how I should learn. I open up to learning, I open up to joy. Help me to learn a language and let it be my happiness.